Maine's governor and New Brunswick's premier are asking U.S. regulators for permission to find a new owner for an old dam that maintains water levels for the 16,000-acre East Grand Lake, a recreational haven for citizens of both countries. But as Fred Bever reports, the dam's current owner is dropping plans to help pay for its future upkeep.
Historically, the 19th-century Forest City Dam contributed to power production for plant operations at a downstream mill in Baileyville, now owned by Woodland Pulp and Paper. But the company has been trying to surrender the dam, saying that a new license required by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission would raise company costs $6 million over time. So far, FERC has balked at ending the relicensing requirements. Without a way out, Woodland Pulp and Paper could abandon operations and maintenance of the U.S. side of the dam, which would result in a drawdown of East Grand Lake's water by as much as 6 feet, leaving area residences, lodges, and ecosystems high and dry. Now, Maine Governor Janet Mills and New Brunswick Premier Blaine Higgs are entering the fray.
I mean, it shouldn't be a problem of difficulty. It should be pretty straightforward.
Premier Higgs has a strong personal connection to the tiny community of Forest City at the center of this international conundrum. He grew up there.
One of my first jobs was working at Wheaton's Lodge. And at that time, you know, visas weren't necessarily a big issue. And I was like 15 years old, and I'd come home from school. I'd walk across to Wheaton's Lodge, and I'd put the ice buckets up for the fishermen and build fires on in the camp so that when they came in from the lake, they were the camps were warm and they had ice for the drinks.
Earlier this year, the Mills administration surprised many attending a FERC meeting in nearby Danforth by backing away from a proposal first floated by former Governor Paul LePage's administration that the state take over the dam. Instead, says Tim Peabody, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, the state is now focused on an agreement with New Brunswick, which attempts to meet several goals. One is to create a new model for managing water flows from the lake in a way that would preserve its ecological and recreational values, but that would also substantially reduce the dam's contributions to power generation downstream, thus avoiding FERC's costly relicensing requirements.
To get as close as you can to taking it out of the mix altogether, to take it as close as you can to run of the river.
Peabody says the state and province will also work to identify a third party to own and manage the dam.
Of course, there's going to be a cost, whether it's shared by Maine, New Brunswick, the third party owner, that's what the question is.
One group Peabody says might be the right third party is a nonprofit that includes residents from both countries called the Chipatneticook Lakes International Conservancy.
That would be news to us, I think.
David Townsend, a Canadian who now winters in Florida, is president of the Conservancy. The group earlier this year floated the idea of taking over the dam, but whether the terms of what Maine, New Brunswick, and federal regulators might propose would be feasible, he says, is unknown.
Would we have to raise money ourselves for all the expenses? I mean, lake associations have been sunk by extensive expenses over time for taking over dams. And this is a rock crib dam as opposed to a concrete dam. And, it needs sort of maintenance on a regular basis to make sure that everything's stable.
And those costs could be higher than once thought, because Woodland Pulp and Paper, which is owned by a Hong Kong-based conglomerate, is dropping an offer to help out. Previously, the company said it would operate and maintain the dam as long as ownership and FERC licensing expenses were not part of the picture. But according to company spokesman Scott Beal, that offer is now off the table.
I don't expect that we'll be involved financially. But if there are some other things that we can do with some of the past hydro modeling that we've done, if any of that is of any value to the state or the commission in revisiting that going forward, of course, we would be very supportive.
Premier Higgs says he is disappointed by that withdrawal of support and will need to consider its ramifications. A spokesman for Maine's Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife says the administration remains committed to the principles outlined in the joint letter to FERC. A FERC spokeswoman had no comment beyond saying the agency would review any proposals it receives. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can read the joint proposal by Governor Mills and Premier Higgs on our website, mainpublic.org.